Discussions taking place ahead of the SCO summit in Qingdao this week have been revolving around the so-called Shanghai spirit, or the core value of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. SCO member countries say the Shanghai spirit has been fundamental in safeguarding regional security and promoting regional development. As such, discussions are underway as to how the Belt and Road Initiative can capitalize on the mutual trust, equality, and cultural diversity created through the SCO. Liu Ying is a professor focused on the Belt and Road Initiative with the Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University. Both SCO and the Belt and Road were initiated by China. China participated in both to join the regional and global economic development. They also coincide with each other in terms of principles. The Belt and Road Initiative is a systematic project which is jointly built through consultation to meet the interests of all, and efforts should be made to integrate the development strategies of the countries along the Belt and Road. They also share similar spirit. The Silk Road spirit is peace and cooperation, openness and inclusiveness, mutual learning and mutual benefit, echoing the Shanghai spirit.
During the course of its development, the SCO has expanded its mandate from a security grouping to one which now covers areas including economics and cultural ties among the member states. As such, Liu Ying says the SCO meshes well with the Belt and Road Initiative.
Eight SCO member countries, together with the observer and the dialogue states, are all in the core region of the European and Asian continent. The region is also a major part of the Belt and Road construction system. Belt and Road is also built up based on the structure of the six economic corridors and six roads with multiple countries and harbors involved.
One of the major benefactors of the Belt and Road Initiative is Pakistan, which also became a full member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization last year. Talib Timur Akram is the executive director of the Islamabad-based Center for Global and Strategic Studies.
Pakistan can explore opportunities of the Belt and Road Initiative through CPAC program. The government of both China and Pakistan attach greater importance to it and have actively started the preparation of the long-term plans. Up till now, 51 cooperation agreements and MOU have been signed, out of which 40 of the MOUs involve the corridor construction. Construction has already been completed on the Karakoram Highway Phase 2, which is also known as the Friendship Highway.
All SCO member states have crafted their own development programs and strategies, all of which are said to be in line with the Shanghai spirit and the Belt and Road Initiative. These programs include Kazakhstan's Bright Road Initiative and Uzbekistan's Localization Program. Many of the SCO member states are also involved in the Russian-initiated Eurasian Economic Union. For CRI, I'm Liu Min.